Chapter 6 Deep Sadness. As the students practiced writing, Mr. Hamill just sat at the front of the room. He must have been thinking about all that was now happening to him. As I watched him, I thought he must have been worried about his students and worried about his country. He looked outside at the garden that he had planted. Then he looked around the room at his students. The garden and these students were his. He had cared for them, like a father. As I sat thinking about Mr. Hamill, I heard sounds coming from above the classroom. It was Mr. Hamill's sister packing their trunks. They had to leave the country the next day. I saw pain in Mr. Hamill's eyes. I knew that his heart must have been very sad, because mine was. When the writing lesson was finished, we then studied history. Even the adults at the back of the room joined in as we read. I looked at old Mr. Hauser and watched as he held a book in front of his face. His eyes were filled with tears as he read. In a way, it was funny, but no one wanted to laugh. In fact, we all wanted to cry, the same as Mr. Hauser.